In the year 1952, it was a Shemitah year, and there was an interesting machlokes that developed between the Satmar Rebbe and the Brisker Rav regarding eating milk products during Shemitah. So in that year, it was very difficult to find peiros that did not have a chashash of shvius without any pikpukim, and the shemir shvius in Yerushalayim had a very difficult time finding produce that was did not have any issues, and they avoided eating a lot of produce and mainly ate machal echal of milk products. At that time, the Satmar Rebbe came to visit Eretz Yisrael, came to Yerushalayim, and when he came there, he was very makbid not to eat any milk products. And he brought his own milk products from America, but he would not eat the local milk products. And he was asked why, and he explained that he felt there's a chashash of iser shvius on the milk. And that was based on something that comes out of our sugya. So he explained that there's an iser of svichim during Shemitah, which means basically anything that grows during Shemitah, other than trees, but anything, whether it's vegetables or zrayim or stuff like that, they grow even on their own. Even if they grow on their own during Shemitah, they're also midrabanan mishum iser svichim. So he says, you have these behemoths, what are they eating? They're eating the tevin and kash, the straw and whatever grows from the ground that grew during Shemitah. They're eating things svichim that are aser mishum shvius. And the Ramah says, Allah and Yerodeh and Simon Samach, that a behemoth in nispatma, a behemoth that was fed iser, was constantly being fed iser, then the behemoth itself becomes aser. The behemoth is aser b'achila. Its cholav is aser b'achila. So he felt that these behemoths are eating isuri shvius. They're eating these svichim. That's what they're eating, the tevin and kash of shvius. And therefore, it's going to have an iser of shvius. And the behemoth will be aser, and its milk will be aser as well. And for that reason, he would not eat the milk. Now, even though it's not pasha, one ketaina, maybe this svichim does not apply to Michael behemoth. Maybe it's only Michael Adam, who said applies to tevin and kash, but the Satmar Rebbe assumed that it does apply to Michael Behema. That's what there are many Peskim who say that, and one of the main rias of that is from our sugya, because the Gemara has a shiloh, what is the nafkamina of knowing the Revi'a Shniyah, and the Gemara says that nafkamina is for Shvias, to be Mevar Per Shvias. At that time, you have to stop eating the Per Shvias, because that's the Kala Lebehemcha Min Hasadeh, and it brings down this Mishnah, Masay Nenem Esarfim B'Tevin of a Kash, Shol Shvias, Achetet Revi'a Shniyah. So we're talking about Tevin and Kash, and the Zman Bir would be by Revi'a Shniyah. Now, Taisus has a Kasha that how can you eat it anyways? L'char it's Aser Mishum Svichim. Forget about beer. There's an Aser Svichim over here. And Taisus answers, we're going like the Mandamar that Sviche Yisrael are Mutter. And then he goes on to work it out according to Rabbi Akiva also, but Taisus has a kasha, l'char, there should be an Isra Svichim over here, and he says, we're going like the Mandamer, that there is no Isra Svichim, but it sounds like from Taisus that if you hold Svichim or Asa, l'fi the Mandamer or Asa Svichim, then Pashas would apply to Tevin and Kash as well. It would apply to Tevin and Kash, even though it's Michael Behema. So from this Taisus, you see that it would apply to Michael Behema as well. That was one of the Makaris for the Chumah, the Satmar Rebbe. Now, the Brisker Rav heard about this, and he realized that a lot of Anshei Yerushalayim, when they heard about the Satmar Rebbe being Machmer not to have milk, they stopped eating milk products, and it caused a big problem because there pretty much wasn't anything else to eat. Meat and chicken wasn't something that people could afford too much. They couldn't eat produce, not having milk. People were getting sick. People were getting shvach. It was a sakanas nefashiv. So the Biskrav felt that you have to come up with a heter over here, and this is brought down in the Sefer Beis Sof from Rabbi Yochum Schlesinger, and he said that he went to the Biskrav to speak to him about this, and the Biskrav says, well, let's go through the sugya to see if we could come up with a heter. And they went through that night. They spent the night going through the Ramah and Yerden, Simon Samach, and the Shach, and the place, and all the different Paiskim. And we went through the Indian of Zevazigar and Mutter. Maybe the behemoths eat other things besides for a Svichim. Some of the things they eat do not have a problem with Svichim. Even if they do eat Svichim, it's not Pashur. Svichim is Asur Bahana. And other heterim, it's not Pashur Bechlau. That applies to Michael Behema and Shvius Bizman Azaz Darban. And basically, after all said and done, the Biskrav felt that there is Makam L'Hakal over here. You don't have to be Machmir. And he told Rabbi Yochum to go ahead and be Mefarsim in his name, that you're allowed to eat milk products. There's no problem at all. And even though he would not usually pass in Halachas when he was in Yerushalayim, but he felt there's a Sakan over here, and he wanted to make sure that no one would be Machmir more than they had to. So he went and he told everyone that milk products are 100% Mutter. And that became the minhag to not worry about eating machal echav during Shemitah. And he says over there that when the Satmar Rebbe heard that the Brisker Rav came out l'hokel, he was chayzer as well, and he felt he stopped being machmer, and he also was willing to be mekel to eat the milk products. So kapanim, that is a little bit about the pulmus concerning milk products during Shemitah, which is really based on our sugya, which is mashma that there would be an isret svichim on per shvius. And even though it's Michael Behema, at least according to Rabbi Akiva, that's Daraisa, and perhaps even the Fida Shitas, that it's an Issa Darabanan.